Hey, welcome to day two of our beginner audio series. Today, I want to talk a little bit about yoga and the breath. Why is breathing such an integral part of yoga? Unlike many other fitness regimens, yoga places a huge emphasis on the breath during practice, and I'm extremely passionate about teaching breath work. Why? Because the breath is the single most powerful tool we have at our daily disposal to change the way we feel and think. It's amazing. Simply by slowing down your breath, you can slow down your heart rate, reduce your blood pressure, increase your metabolism, reduce stress hormones, calm your mind, improve your mood, boost your immunity, change your attitude, and jumpstart your healing. It's truly that powerful. Stretching out your breath can also stretch out your life. Animals that take fewer breaths per minute and breathe slowly live longer than animals that take more breaths per minute. Compare a tortoise with a mouse. A tortoise breathes about 4 times per minute and lives to be around 150 years old. And a mouse breathes over 100 times per minute and only lives a few years. With this in mind, you can see how powerful the breath is. By slowing down our breath, we can stretch out our lives. The breath is also incredibly powerful in working with your mind. By focusing on each breath, we learn to calm the mind and stay in the present moment. This helps us deal with stress and worries. We can be more productive in the present moment when we learn how to focus our minds by connecting with our breath. Learning how to properly breathe can really change your life. This is why I'm so passionate about breathing exercises. I like to say that during your yoga practice, the breath is your best friend. In every pose, the breath helps you work harder and relax deeper. It also helps your mind stay focused on the present moment and the sensations in your body. The breath works in conjunction with the body and mind to bring them into balance and harmony. So how should you breathe during yoga? I typically instruct that you should breathe in and out of your nose whenever possible, as long as it's comfortable for you. This is the healthiest and most calming way to breathe, as it filters, warms, and moistens the air you breathe. It prevents dehydration and also helps you meditate because it's a more audible breath. However, there are times when a powerful exhale out of your mouth is very needed and quite appropriate. In certain poses when we need to let go of tension, I like to teach my students to breathe deeply in through their nose and release the breath out the mouth with a sigh. This is a really powerful releasing exercise. In life in general, it's best to breathe slowly and peacefully through your nose. Inhale as if you're smelling something sweet, and exhale as if you're blowing a little bubble. It's quite a nice practice to keep you relaxed throughout your day. I hope you'll remember to take this day one breath at a time. Slow down and enjoy yourself. Love, Gia.